Good morning to you, Wanda. Broward County commissioners think that they've come up with a new way to control gun sales just by saying please. WLRN's Elaine Chen explains.
State law prohibits local governments from regulating firearms, but Broward County believes creating a voluntary program may be a way around that law. The Sun Sentinel reports that the county is considering a program directed at gun and ammunition vendors who do business with local law enforcement agencies. It would ask those vendors to follow certain safeguards, such as looking into gun trade-ins to make sure they weren't stolen and training employees on how to spot people who might be buying guns for someone else. Broward commissioners at yesterday's meeting asked county staff to look into how the program would work. The Miami-based Arms with Ethics group is behind the proposal, which has already gained support from officials in Miami-Dade and the cities of Sunrise and Weston. I'm Elaine Chen in Miami.
A coalition of business groups is teaming up with Florida Tax Watch, calling once again for reform of local government pension plans. Unlike the larger statewide Florida retirement system, the local pension plans cover city police, firefighters, and most other municipal government employees. Tax Watch's Robert Weissert says the local plans are underfunded by $10 billion. He says the plans are unsustainable and that eventually many cities will have to cut police and fire services just to pay for employee retirement.
This is really a systemic problem. This is a problem of politicians overpromising and of actuarial assumptions not coming to fruition.
Local pension reform seemed to have strong support in the state legislature during the session that ended just recently, but the local reform effort was tied to another attempt to overhaul the larger state retirement system, and ultimately no change was made to either one. A landmark trial over whether Florida lawmakers broke the law when drawing up new political maps for Congress is reaching its conclusion. Both sides in the case are expected to give their closing statements today. It will then be up to Circuit Judge Terry Lewis to decide whether or not lawmakers violated a 2010 constitutional amendment. The Fair Districts Amendment states that districts cannot be drawn in a way to favor incumbents or members of a political party. Lewis has already stated he plans to render a verdict in the case by the end of the month. He said he could order legislators to draw up new districts, although it is likely the case will be appealed either way. Miami Dolphins Hall of Fame quarterback Dan Marino has apparently had a change of heart about joining a lawsuit against the NFL. Marino has withdrawn the lawsuit against the NFL for concussion-related injuries. In a statement, Marino said that he inadvertently was listed as a plaintiff in the case that came as a result of a legal snafu involving a medical claim. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.